I suppose you want a children's story?
Molly,
the minivan was miserable. Have you ever seen a miserable minivan? Perhaps you've got one, or had one. But Molly was stuck in a lay-by. She didn't have a spark in her at all, and she was miserable. She moaned and moaned and moaned because she said, I haven't any life. I'm more or less dead. And she was sitting there moaning away when Harold the hearse came trundling in to the lay-by. He was a long-nosed, sleek limousine. All he did all day was carry coffins about. What a job. What you call a dead-end job. And he rolled into the lay-by and he looked at Molly and he said, Molly, he said, you're looking like me. You're miserable. She said, yes, she said, I'm dead. I've got no life at all. Oh, he said, you'll be for the breaker's yard then. She said, breaker's yard? Yes, he said, that's where the dead cars go, into the breaker's yard. Oh, she said, what happens then? Well, they take out all your windows. They take off your wheels. They take out your engine and your gearbox. And all the accessories, your lamp bulbs, all the lot goes until there's only just a shell of you left. And she said, what happens then? Well, a big machine comes along and crushes you up until you're about 18 inches square. Just a piece of solid metal. Oh, she says, is that going to happen to me? He said, yes, that's going to happen to you if you're dead. And what's more, he said, they'll take you down to a steelworks and they'll turn you into razor blades. Who knows, in a fortnight's time you could be shaving somebody's beard off. Oh, said Molly, I don't want to go to the breaker's yard. Well, he said, I'm coming back in a fortnight's time. If you're still here, I'll take you down there. And off he went. And there was Molly. Oh, she thought, this is the end. And then another vehicle came. Funniest thing you ever saw. Got brushes all over the top, hose pipes, all sorts of funny things. And do you know what got it written on it? Wally's Wonder Washing Wagon. Got it? Wally's Wonder Washing Wagon. And when Molly saw that, she said, who are you? He said, you're looking miserable, looking dirty as well. What you need is a good clean up. She said, but I'm dead, I've got no life. Oh, he said, a good shampoo and a good wash and a blow dry make you feel a lot better. Yeah, I'll do it for you. And so the water squirted out of the hoses from the top and all the brushes went to work and gave Molly a good old scrub up. And then the blower went and blew hot air all over and dried her off. She looked a picture. Absolutely clean and smart. There, he said, how do you feel now? She said, lousy. I've still got no life. I can't go. Oh, he said, you look beautiful. She said, it's no good, I've got no life. Oh, he said, that's all I can do for you. And off he went. And there she was, lovely and clean and shiny, but no life. And then another vehicle came along. All sorts of funny gadgets around this one. And on the front it got Solomon's Super Servicing System. Got it? Solomon's Super Servicing System. Hello, Molly, he said. You look as though you could do with the grease up. You look as though you're a bit rusty in places. Oh, she says, I'm dead. I've got no life. Oh, he said, one of my services will do you good. I'll grease all your joints. I'll change your engine oil. I'll change your plugs. I'll do all sorts of things, and I'll get you absolutely right. And so Solomon got to work, and he blew her tyres up and did all sorts of things, changed the engine oil, greased all the joints and so on. There, he said, you must feel fine now. Lovely and clean, all greased up, ready to go. She said, but I can't. I'm dead. I haven't got a spark in me. Well, he said, that's all I can do to you. I've done the best I can. And off he went. And she was still dead. A little while later, one of the most wonderful things came into the lay-by. It was a bus with lights and flashes and things going round and round. All sorts of lovely, glorious things on it. Drew up by Molly and said, hello, Molly, what's the matter with you? She said, I'm dead. Ah, he said, I've got just the thing for you. And written across this was, Bill's Born Again Battery Bus. Bill's Born Again Battery Bus. He said, I've got the very thing for you. He said, you're dead. I've got new life. Come on, let's get that old battery out. And they opened the door, and under the floor they pulled out the old battery. And Bill's battery bus put in a new born-again battery, absolutely brand new. He said, this is an everlasting battery, never wears out. You can get them these days, you know. Put this battery in, connected it up. And there, he said, put your lights on. So she switched on her lights, and the lights came on, and your flashers, and all the flashers came on, and all the other things, windscreen wipers started going backwards and forwards. Why, she says, I'm alive. So Bill said, all right, you're born again, I'm off on my way. And off he went, and Molly turned the ignition in key. The engine started up, and she started revving away. My, this is all right, I'm alive. And she started singing a chorus. Do you know this chorus? I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new van. All things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new van. And out of the lay-by she went and toddled along the road, as happy as anything. And she was saying to everybody, I'm born again. I've got new life. You know, that's just like it is in our Christian experience. You can wash the outside, you can feed the inside, but what you really need to be is born again. Having a new life, putting the old life taken away, and the new life of Jesus coming in makes you a new creature in Christ. And when you're anew, born anew, you've got something to live for, you've got really go in you. If you're really a Christian, out and out Christian, you've got go. And Molly the minivan dodged the breaker's yard, didn't she? When Harold the hearse came by a fortnight later, Molly wasn't there. She was away somewhere rejoicing because she'd been born again.